Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, October 26, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we share these messages from our home here in beautiful rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. If you go to the site today, I've taken a picture early this morning. A lot of shadows, but it's part of the beauty of the view that we have as we prepare these messages. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. Today's message is titled, What God Says. The scripture text is from 2 Chronicles chapter 18.
But Micaiah said,
As surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what my God says. What's popular is not always right, and what's right is not always popular. This is a quote that hung as a banner in the youth room at a church in New England for many years. Actually, I think it might even be more accurate to state, what's popular is usually not right, and what's right is usually not popular. I was recently giving a teaching on the prophets and shared how we often subdivide the portion of the Bible written by the prophets into the major prophets and minor prophets. I pointed out that there were 5 books in the major prophets and 12 books in the minor prophets. I then asked the class, so how many prophets are there? One class member instantly answered, 16, but his quick math was off by 1. Of course, 5 plus 5 equals 17.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't. 5 plus 12 equals 17. And you know, you get the real Stephen and Brooks scene. We're not going to do this over now. I have in my text 5 plus 12. 5 plus 12 equals 17. Well, I stunned the class when I noted that actually he was right. And I have an opportunity with just a simple email link here for anyone that can tell me why I would say he's right when we know that 5 plus 12 equals 17. You'll have to read my question carefully again. How many prophets are there? Well, the class was an overview of all the prophets, and I pointed out that there are also prophets who did not have biblical books in their names, such as Elijah, Elisha, and Nathan. One of the lesser known is a prophet by the name of Micaiah. We pronounce this like Isaiah, Micaiah. We have such a tough time with that. Its spelling, at least the last part, similar. His story is told in parallel accounts in 1 Kings chapter 22 and here in 2 Chronicles chapter 18. He was a prophet to the apostate northern kingdom, and he was known for telling it like it is.
Jehoshaphat and Ahab had entered into an ungodly alliance and were preparing for an attack. Jehoshaphat had agreed to proceed, but then he remembered he should seek the will of the Lord. We all do that at times, don't we?
Well, so King Ahab got together 400 prophets that assured them of victory. Wow, that must have surely been a, quote, sign that God is in this. But Jehoshaphat, on the face of it, detected that these were false prophets. For he asked, is there not a prophet of the Lord here whom we may inquire of?
Indeed, there was. But Ahab did not want to consult him. His response is like many who don't want to hear what God says. Here are the words. There is still one man through whom we can inquire of the Lord, but I hate him because he never prophesies anything good about me, but always bad. He is Micaiah, son of Imlah.
So Micaiah was called and actually pressured by the messenger to give a prophetic word agreeable to the other 400. This is what the messenger told him. Look, all the prophets are promising victory for the king. Be sure that you agree with them and promise success.
Well, Micaiah didn't succumb to their ungodly counsel, and his response, although obscure, is one of the greatest statements of faith and acts of obedience in the Bible. It reads, As surely as the Lord lives, I can tell him only what my God says.
Today we sure need to be like Micaiah, not going along with the crowd just to accommodate others. Our counsel and lifestyle must reflect the mandate set forth in Holy Scripture. not the changing pulse of society.
Let's pray together. Jesus, I pray for Holy Spirit power to enable me to give godly counsel based upon your inerrant scripture. It is not from the media or from current polls that I form my opinions, since I know Satan is the god of this age, plotting to confuse, distort, and mislead. My confidence is firmly established in the inspiration of the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make me wise for salvation. They inspire, teach, convict, correct, comfort, and model for me the way I am to live my earthly life. Your Holy Word brings understanding and maturity as you develop godly character through the course of my daily life. May I never sugarcoat your commands, because I want to please others who differ with your authority. I want to always honor your word in all I say and do. As I look in the mirror of truth, help it to reflect this godly intent. If the reflection shows otherwise, help me to make the necessary changes in accordance with your word. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brooksine. And it's a joy to share these messages with you. I have a link to the entire text. Of course, you can read it in your own Bible. It's in 2 Chronicles 18, or again, a parallel account in 1 Kings chapter 22. But if you would like to read that online, I have just a simple link that will take you to that entire chapter. In fact, we're going to be sharing more from this passage tomorrow and maybe one other day. It's an obscure portion, but so rich with meaning and lessons for us today. Well, again, we are, Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we are servants of the Lord. We don't present ourselves as slick. We're certainly not that. You've detected from the podcast. But since we met in Bible college in the mid-70s, actually early 70s, we serve the Lord. We married in 1976. We like to be in ministry together. We like to think our model in the Bible is Aquila and Priscilla. Well, our website is at www.dailyencouragement.net. Not a lot of extra notes or features on today's post, but we do have a photo I took just this morning as the sun was just coming up of the trees that we see and I'm looking at right now as we prepare these messages. We work together. Brooksine's right beside me right now on a little laptop computer. I'm on a rather persnickety desktop that I think is on its last leg, although it's less than 2 years old. But it's a joy to share with you, and we urge you this day to stay faithful to the cause of Jesus Christ.